All right. The issues. We're talking about the issues. What should we look at? What issues? We talking Portland? Are we talking Seattle, China, Hong Kong? The Democrats. Well, you know, as I look at what the Democrats and the Republicans both are doing, it really makes me think that they're in a conspiracy with each other. Because nothing justifies the action of the Republicans in the minds of the Republican voters like the Democratic Party's response and some of the Democrat voters' response. And I suppose it goes vice versa, because you've got a lot of Republicans that are just, you know, anything Democrat. You know, a Democratic governor says you should wear a mask. I've got friends that have low immune systems. So mass immunity defense isn't going to work. Well, I suppose if we all got our heads together and we all looked at mass immunity defense, you know, like make the majority of the people get sick, tell the dangerous people to stay home, then the virus can't spread anyway, and even the at-risk people will be safe. Okay, but that still requires a carefully executed plan. Just going out in public and refusing to wear your mask isn't going to achieve that. So it's, you know, but you've got a Democratic governor in Michigan, and she's, you know, overreaching in a lot of ways. And so the Republicans say, well, we should just get everybody sick. I'm going to go make everybody sick. And then they go do things that put people at risk, you know, hoping that it's going to do immunity, mass immunity. And then, okay, there's an argument for that. But they're just doing it individually, not with full planning. They're just in rebellion against it. So it's like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you've got the Democrats and you've got Republicans, the politicians and the voters, and they're all, it's like they're giving the other one excuses. These guys give excuses to those guys to make them think they're doing the right thing. And then those guys give excuses to these guys in return to make them think they're doing the right thing, which is giving them excuses back. And they just stand there and excuse each other. And for the voters are the ones doing the stuff, and then the politicians are the ones that are encouraging it, so to speak. And as I look at all this, it really makes you think that there is a conspiracy between the Democrat and Republican parties. Because nothing convinces Republicans to say Republican like watching Democrats. And nothing convinces Democrats to say Democrat like watching Republicans. These days, anyway. You know, no matter how right you are, I've signed a talk with a friend this week, and I've been saying this. Conservative, political conservatives, not judicial conservatives. Judicial conservative liberal is a different thing. That's like, should we interpret the law or should we change the law? Should we pretend that we're a lawmaker? Should we pretend that we're a congressman or a senator? Then we've got liberal and conservative theology. Are we going to try to follow a religious historical book for the eternal teaching, the teaching about our religion that doesn't change, and then apply it to the times? Or are we going to try to change what the teaching should be and say that there is no book and anything in our religion can change at any time? That's liberal. So there are different liberal and conservative ideologies. And in politics, the conservative is the one that wants to stick to the things that have worked. And they're very, very good at making things work well. They're good at doing things in a way that's going to get us what we want. The liberal, by contrast, is very good at knowing the new issues we should address. We got something new that came up. We got to deal with this. Or we got something that's been going on a long time that's never been dealt with. We got to deal with that. And the conservatives, I don't see a problem. Keep doing things the same old way that work. And sometimes if they decide to change things, the conservatives will do a very good job. So this is the problem, though. When the liberals try to do something, they know it needs to be done, but they don't know how to do it right. So it becomes a big mess. And then the conservatives, ha, you're doing things. That's bad. Okay, if you want it done right, Mr. Conservative, you should have gone over and helped the liberal. But you wouldn't help because you said it shouldn't have been done at all. well, welfare to work. You know who came up with that? Republicans. The Democrats, give them money. And that was it. Well, something's got to be done. And it did what? It created ghettos and poverty. That was the Lyndon Johnson Great Society program. Utterly destroyed society. Republicans came along. Okay, fine. Giving out government money is going to be here. So let's just at least help people get up on their feet. And then they did it right. And it worked better. What would have happened if Republicans had listened to liberals in the beginning? So we need each other. The conservatives and the liberals need each other. They both have their different things. They need to come to the table and need to offer their different perspectives. And there's a lot of ideologies that we're going to have to agree that we disagree about and provide a way. Okay, well, you guys want to do that. You go do that over here and we'll do our thing over here. And we won't interfere with each other. You do it your way over there. We'll do it our way over here. Let's be like that. I think they should get along. Now, I've laid this all out in my book, The People's Party, so I don't need to go rant about that. But as I look at what's happening, whatever you're worried about, whatever your concern is in what's going on in the country, whatever your concern is, we've got to listen to each other. We don't want to be part of this thing where we don't listen, we don't understand, and all we do is create excuses for the other guy to make him think that he's right to keep doing the bad things we don't want him to do. Are you doing things that give him excuses to make him think that he's right? Or her, I suppose. I'm not a bigot. I suppose women could also be wrong. It's like we want to fight. It's as if we don't ever care about getting along. We don't want to get to the point of peace. It's like we're Tupac and Biggie that are just locked in a fight when we're not even sure that there's a problem to begin with. Oh, no. I've been going over more Tupac and Biggie Smalls stuff. I still think that the reason that Tupac was able to be killed is because he got isolated from his friend Biggie and vice versa. What if the two of them had been friends? If the two of them had stayed friends and stayed together and not been separating from each other in public, if they'd been walking around together and going places together, they might have been together, have better security, and not been able to get, the killers might not be able to get away with what they got away with. Yeah, well, that's how predators work. I think that there was a massive conspiracy to kill them. Of course, they were killed by hitmen that no one was able to find. Of course, there was a conspiracy somewhere. People were secretly meeting. That's a conspiracy. People were secretly planning. And I think they only got away with that because they were divided. It's divide and conquer. And Biggie and Tupac were friends early on in their careers, but they got divided. And look what's happening to America. It's like people just want to fight. Now, Portland, I'll tell you, I'm seeing so many people on TV in Portland. I've had friends that have been in Portland, and I'll tell you, the rest of the country is going to look at the Portland people talking and they're just going to see wimpy wimpy. And I don't know. Sending in troops. I don't know. I don't want to blame it all on Trump. But I don't want to say that he's right either. It just looks like people want to fight. I think it would have been better if Trump had just let Portland do what Portland wants to do and let it become a mess and then say, see, I told you so. That would have been better for Trump to do that. I think it would have been the better thing. Because Portland people compared to others in the country are kind of wimpy to me. And you know, you got a bunch of protesters that protest but don't really do much damage, maybe a couple. And then the police go out and try to stop them but don't really do much. And then a mayor objects but doesn't really do much. And they just, you know, they just kind of shout at each other kind of but don't really do much. And they look like they're arguing, but they don't really do much. And it's like, you know, Trump's sitting in D.C. Everything's organized. He's from the East Coast. The PREC is some of us call it. And he's looking over there going, oh, well, that's all disorganized. This big mess. I'm going to send in soldiers. And what kind of police are these? And why are they driving around in vehicles that aren't marked? And I love Portland people, but their culture is different from the rest of the country. That's what I'm saying. So I look at all this and I'm like, you know, the key to understanding We're out of time. I'll see you tomorrow.